and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We love hearing from all of you. Comment, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ride along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, before we jump into things, I wanted to bring this up that, you know, spring is here. What about spring cleaning your life a little bit? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because as we enter into this new month, now might be a great time, because we've been doing this ourselves, is to check with your health insurance right now and find out where you are with your deductibles.
Don't even get me started on that.
Well, what I'm bringing this up with, though, is in case you in the last several months of the year have maybe been and used your insurance a little more than usual, don't be procrastinating putting off those other appointments that you should be making that sometimes take you 3 to 4 to 5 months to get into.
So should we just tell them our scenario? Let's just tell them what we're going through. So I had to have another shoulder surgery, and involves a whole bunch of extensive physical therapy. And we thought that we had 30 physical therapy treatments per procedure. Come to find out, it was only 30 PT appointments per year. And I'm fixing to burn up the last couple we have here in the next few days.
Yeah.
So we've got to totally change. And you called our insurance company and they said, nope, this is what it's going to be. And I almost burned up all of my chiropractor appointments. So yeah, we're kind of SOL on this one.
Right. So this is just a friendly reminder that now would be a good time to double check your benefits with your insurance, because there's still a lot of time left in the year. And then on top of it, in case you're behind on doing those physicals or, say, getting in with a dermatologist, any of those things, it takes a lot of time
to get in with them. Yeah.
So there's your little reminder on that.
Good reminder.
Next one I wanted to share with you, and I laughed at this. We are, you know, on the track for graduations, right? They are just around the corner. How many of you parents are out there worrying about sending out your invitations for graduation parties and such? Well, I thought this was hilarious. There's a school in North Dakota in the town of Glen Allen. They did a senior prank. And get this, when the teachers came into the school this last week, Monday, in the auditorium, there was a huge grass bale. We're talking about the big old round bales, okay? Somebody got keys. They were able to put one in the gym. And then they didn't stop there, those seniors, those rascals. They actually took another bale and they shredded it down the hallways.
So they unrolled it down the hallway is what
yes,
you're saying? They took a round bale. They cut the twine and the net wrap off. And they unrolled a round bale down the hallway.
Down in the hallways. And then on top of that, somebody really must have been in on it with them. They got the keys to the principal and the superintendent's offices, and they put a square bale where each one of those people are supposed to be sitting.
So I've got a good buddy that is from this area, and you asked me if he was part of it, and I don't know why the dad would be part of it, but I sent him a text message, and he came back and he said, I had no part of it. But I heard my kid was part of it.
Oh.
And that's all he said. So I don't know if there are some discussions that are being had amongst family and faculty. I don't know. But that's kind of epic to go and put a round bale in the gymnasium and then take a couple other ones and unroll them.
I'm just thinking about how much time that it took the kids to clean up all of that grass hay.
So how many of these pranks and things we talk about on your show probably get done? Even though we say, don't do what we say,
well,
don't do what we do, or whatever the saying is.
Because we are in graduation season, though, I'm going to throw this out there. If you have a story you want to share about a senior class prank, please send it to us. You can call or text 305-900-2363. Or, of course, you can email otherwise bendradioshow@gmail.com.
And by the way, yeah. Sean's son is going to get some money from us for because of that prank.
That was a good one.
It is. It's a good one. If I would have thought of that back in the Sunny Slopes long ago, that's awesome.
All right. Now let's head to the news. We're going to head up to Alaska. Two soldiers wounded in a bear attack during a military training exercise in Alaska are now out of the hospital, in part because of the fast action of an off-duty combat medic who rushed to help. The attack happened at Joint Base Eldendorf-Richardson during a land navigation exercise where troops trained to move through unfamiliar terrain with limited gear. A bear, initially believed to be a brown bear, mauled two soldiers in a remote area. The victims used bear spray, which officials say likely helped them survive. When Zachariah Clark learned of the attack, he is a medic himself. He immediately headed toward the injured soldiers, despite not having his full medical equipment. He pushed through deep snow and thick woods, gathering other soldiers along the way and guiding them to the scene. Using only basic first aid kits and whatever supplies they had, Clark and the group treated the wounded, working to control injuries and prevent hypothermia by sharing extra clothing. He then coordinated with arriving emergency teams and helped prepare the soldiers for helicopter evacuation. Both injured soldiers have since been released, though details about their injuries have not been shared as the investigation continues. Officials are still confirming the type of bear involved through DNA testing. Brown bears and grizzly bears are technically the same species, in case you didn't know that. They differ by habitat and size. Brown bears typically live in coastal areas with rich food supplies like salmon, and they can weigh up to 1,000 pounds. Grizzly bears, however, live inland and have fewer food resources, and they're usually about half the size. Now, the base that they were at is in an area known for bear encounters, but the scene of this most recent attack is in a remote and restricted section of Alaska that's not accessible by the general public.
Now, this is just a freak accident.
Correct.
By epic proportions, a freak accident. But kudos to those people and their training, the medics, that they were able to come in very quickly and help the wounded, in this
that's
case,
what
two
I,
soldiers.
That's what I thought of. You know, when you think about it, these guys are out there on one of their practice exercises, and just so happened that everybody ended up having to come together in a true emergency. Now, this next story has gone viral over social media, and I wanted to make sure you heard about it. A young hunter in Wisconsin had an unexpected and startling encounter when a bobcat pounced on him during a turkey hunt, an incident he happened to capture on video. Carson Bender, 19, was hunting near Nicosia early one morning using turkey calls to draw in gobblers. Sitting camouflaged against a tree with his shotgun ready, he heard faint movement behind him. Using his phone to check, he discovered a bobcat quietly stalking him from just a few feet away. The animal, likely drawn in by Bender's turkey calls, crept closer in a hunting posture. After about a minute, it suddenly leapt, scratching his arm before quickly realizing something was wrong and running off. Bender described the roughly 25-pound bobcat as more startled than he was. He suffered minor scratches, which were later treated by a doctor with antibiotics to prevent infection. Despite the scare, he continued hunting that day, but he missed his shot at a turkey, saying the encounter may have shaken him in his focus. A few days later, he did return to the same area and successfully harvested his gobbler. The incident kind of highlights how realistic hunting calls can sometimes actually attract unintended predators, especially in areas where wildlife is active.
I showed you this video, and this was really cool, and kudos to Carson, I believe his name was, that he was able to sit there, and when you say filmed about a minute, it's about a minute that he filmed, and he held his phone, and when you say this cat was feet away, I'm going to say it was only like inches away, and he was able to control his heart rate, and he just sat there, and this cat got closer and closer and closer and closer. So this young man has got skill to be able to sit there like that. I would have done something involuntary and messy is what I would have done in that situation. But it is a really cool video to watch. I mean, this young man, he just remains calm and cool through the whole thing until the cat pounces on him.
I'm telling
and
you.
And the cat did pounce on him, too.
This is one of the best wildlife in action in the moment videos I have seen in a long time. I've got it up on our website, thebendshow.com. Head to this show's show notes and watch it yourself.
It's going to take about a minute to watch it, but it's worth it.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls, and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Country music's Trace Atkins. Live in concert Thursday, May 14th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guests, Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Trace Atkins with Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Miles City, Montana. That honky tonk, the donkey donk.
Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. All right, this is kind of like a little PSA, public service announcement. We are a week away from Mother's Day, so I thought I would talk a little bit about it and how to maybe make it a little more special for mom. And
give
it's
money.
Not, there you go. And the thing is,
I did that for my mom one time. I just as a joke for Mother's Day, I put $2.
I was going to guess that you gave her $2.
I put $2 in a card for, but she didn't really get the joke. She didn't understand.
What?
And it was haha, funny, funny. You know, like a lot of times your folks do when you were little, they'd put money in a card or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she'd be like, yes, I'm getting a refund finally.
No, she didn't understand the joke at first. Like, why is there $2 in there?
Well, neither of us, Tigger and I, weren't blessed with kids. However, of course, our moms are still around. We do special things for them. But when I visit with all of my different friends, and I have friends that are new moms in their 20s, I've got friends that are in their 30s, 40s, now I've got grandparents. What I've come to find out visiting with all these gals is, first off, you really need to know your mom, okay? Know what kind of a person she is and what stage in life she is. When I visited with the younger moms, it was hilarious. They've all come back with, can I please have peace and quiet? Can somebody please take the kids?
I was going to ask if that was what they wanted for Mother's Day, was to be left alone.
Yes, that is exactly right. As they put it, they want to be able to sleep in and get up when they want to.
Well,
they
deserved.
Want to take a shower with nobody knocking on the door. They don't want to have to worry about making a single meal. And then as an idea, as a gift, I had one gal bring up, and she said this has become kind of a tradition. She or her husband actually books her a hotel room in town, drops her off, and she enjoys room service. If there's a salon
down the road, she gets a
massage.
Neat idea.
And then say this usually happens on a Saturday night that she completely, and she says, you know what? I get a room with two beds, one that I can eat my homemade charcuterie or whatever my takeout food in, and the other one I can sleep in. And then the next morning when checkout is, the family picks her up and they go have brunch.
That's actually a really cool idea. If that's what mom wants.
That's why I said you have to know.
You got to know your mom. If she wants to be left the hell alone, then that's what you do. I mean, but some moms, you know, like I remember when I was a little kid that my mom liked to go fishing.
My mom does too.
On Mother's
yes.
Day. Now, she didn't want to bait the hook and she didn't want to take the fish off, but that's what she wanted to do, was to go fishing. Nowadays, no, not so much. She doesn't want to go fishing as much as she did when she was younger, but yes, no mom, and get mom what she wants, not what you want to get mom.
That's the thing. And what I kept coming up with and finding from these different gals was they don't necessarily want a gift of anything. They just want some peace and quiet, or they want an experience or an activity.
Maybe they want to go do something that they want to do.
That's the thing there. When you look at the moms that maybe are in that stage of life where the kids are having soccer games and they're running to all these activities, and even on Sundays now they find themselves at the gym taking the kids to games and such. I was surprised. A number of them said, I really just want my husband or someone else to take the kids to all these activities. Can I stay home?
Ramrod.
Can I read a book? Binge watch my TV?
Downtown Abbey. Is that what it is, Downtown Abbey?
I don't even know if that's on anymore,
I don't
honey.
Know either. I just know people talked about it. I don't know what it's about.
But, of course, as our parents grow older in age, or they've say the kids have left the nest, those types of friends I'm hearing from are saying more, of course, I'd like to see my kids. I'd like to spend time. And we all know that's one of the most expensive gifts you could ever do is give time. And Tigger, like you said, your mom used to like going fishing. My
now
mom
she wants
enjoys
to see the
fishing.
Grandkids. And-
right. She's now in that stage where she said, let's bring everybody together. I just one of those reminders to think about mom. It doesn't have to cost you a lot. A lot of times just doing those activities that you planned that they did not have to plan. That's kind of the key to it is what I'm finding out from a lot of these ladies. Please don't make me plan it. But I did find this interesting because a lot of times we sit there and we say, well, what do you want to do? And the other person looks at each other with a blank stare. Well, I've had a number of gentlemen, and Tigger, you tell me if this is right from a guy standpoint. Is it okay for us ladies, women, to just kindly in the next week or so drop hints and say, I would love to go to this restaurant. I would love to maybe take in a movie.
That would be wonderful for the women to actually say what they mean.
So there you heard it from Tigger. Moms, don't be afraid to vocalize what you would actually like.
I'm glad you brought this up because Mother's Day is a week away, and it seems like Mother's Day and Father's Day are some of those that get away from us that all of a sudden, oh, they're here.
Yes.
And you don't remember it. So next week, Mother's Day. Happy early Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
On that note, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Welcome back to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Here is something else that went viral on social media this last week. There is a rancher in North Dakota who has become an unlikely internet sensation after sharing videos of his daily tussles with a feisty baby bison. John Otto and his wife, Michaela, recently brought home a young bison calf named Georgie to their ranch near Plaza. What started as a routine bottle feeding effort quickly has turned into a viral hit as Georgie repeatedly likes to headbutt and knock over Otto whenever he goes to feed him. Clips that have now drawn millions of views online. Last time I looked, they were up to 6 million views, by the way.
And what's interesting is this isn't just like a young little calf when they just kind of come up and they bump on you and they play. This is legit. This little bison calf is mad.
Yes.
And he's trying to smoke Olato here is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, despite this calf only weighing a fraction of what a full-grown bison is, Georgie has developed a strong personality, and surprisingly, he is often targeting John while remaining calm and affectionate to his wife, Michaela. Otto describes the calf as both lovable and relentless, joking that he may have finally met his match. The Ottos are no stranger to raising bison. Their first attempt did end tragically, but they were determined to try it again. This time, they're using frequent hands-on feedings to help socialize Georgie and build trust. Like, for example, they said they went from feeding him only 4 times a day to now 6 to 8 times a day just to build that trust, even if that means that poor John is enduring a few bruises along the way. Experts say early interaction, by the way, is key when raising these animals like bison, and the couple hopes their persistence will eventually turn Georgie into a friendly, well-adjusted member of their ranch. And they also, on their ranch, by the way, they have cattle, goats, and other animals.
But I hope that they have realistic expectations, though, of what this little buffalo is going to turn into, because you got to remember, it is instinctive for this little buffalo to be a wild animal.
Correct.
Not to be domesticated. So I hope that they don't have expectations that this is going to turn into a pet and it's going to love them and da-da-da-da-da and all these other things. So I just hope that this couple is realistic about the maturity and maturing of said bison, that it probably isn't going to want to play at some point in life.
And I hope for all of those that have, maybe you'll call it a hobby farm, or they like to bring on these exotics.
Is that what they have, is more of a little hobby farm?
Correct. Okay. It's more they have exotics on there. But I'm hoping that those that tend to see, you know, this time of year we hear and we joke about don't pet the fluffy cow, mm-hmm. stay away from bison and buffalo. They run faster than horses. I'm not kidding on that. That this doesn't encourage people to go down that road. I mean, I just hope some common sense stays in it when all these viral, and I just am imagining people, the city folk, looking at this and thinking, oh, I want one
it's
in my backyard.
It's so cute. But let's be realistic about when you have these little exotic pets, and the key word is little, miniature, not exotic, but the miniatures, many times they can be kind of ornery. I'm not saying all the time whatsoever. I'm just saying that on these little animals, they tend to have attitudes, and it's not like having a little puppy or a little kitty or something like that. And that's what a lot of expectations is when people get a little Highland cow or a miniature horse. They think that this thing is just going to love me and it's going to be all this. And it turns out to be a little demon animal, right?
All right. It's funny when you bring
up demonic little sucker.
When you bring up like Shetland ponies and such like that, I have seen some of the best hands cowboys that have trained horses.
Got rolled.
Exactly.
On a Shetland pony. Exactly.
It is
nothing
so
against
funny.
Shetland ponies. I'm just saying that if you're have realistic expectations if you're going into said little type project. Because let's use a Chihuahua for example, right? And we had a Chihuahua. We had a little Mojo for a while. He was an exception to the rule, but by nature Chihuahuas can be like kind of a little nasty, rawr, you know, right? And they get very possessive of said owners. And many times they will cling to either the male or the female. And then the other, you know, the other spouse, they don't like and things like that.
This is what happened to Tigger, because when we got together in life, he brought the Chihuahua into our lives.
And it's a story of how I ended up with a Chihuahua anyway, but...
But what's funny is I was not a fan and was kind of like, you're bringing a Chihuahua along? Okay.
It just so happened. It's a long story.
It flipped on Tigger because that Chihuahua ended up claiming me.
Yeah, being very possessive, and then the little demon would get after me all the time, little fart. So just have realistic expectations if you're going into that kind of hobby or business, I'm going to say.
Look at you. You had a whole lot to say there, Tigger.
Exactly.
And I'm also going to go and bring this up too, because we talked about Mother's Day just a little bit ago, and we know there's been trends of, oh, get the little Highland calf.
Oh,
and
to get the pets.
Get the pets.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay, so this does not mean you should go get mom a pet, okay?
Unless that's what she wants.
Exactly.
And has done said research on little animal that I want this one.
That's the thing. Are you set up for the animal?
Thank you. Are you set up to have that particular critter around?
Are you even zoned to have set? Because
a
lot of ladies, we like getting into having chickens in the backyard. Tigger has banned me.
I don't know why.
Tigger will not allow me to bring a chicken home no matter what, but you do need to check your regulations.
Unless it is of the extra crispy variety or original recipe. Then you can bring a chicken home.
Before you bring one of these cute critters home, just make sure you do your research. Do you actually want this?
Nothing against these little ones,
there's
right?
Nothing against them. I love it when we bring more animals into our household, but just make sure you're ready for it. And that's a wrap again for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, something spot-worthy we need to share, as well as your area's field reports. We want to see the biggins that you've been reeling in. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, TheBendShow.com. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.